الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى. الحمد لله منشئ الخلق من عدم ثم الصلاة على المختار في القدم. مولاي صل وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك على رسولك خير الخلق كلهم. يا رب صل وسلم دائما أبدا على بشير النذير محمدا. مولاي صل وسلم دائما أبدا على طه سيد الكونين. بلغ سلامي روضة فيها النبي المحترم يا خير من دفنت بالقاء أعظمه فطاب من طيبهن القاع والأكم. روحي الفدا لقبر أنت ساكنه فيه العفاف وفيه الجود وفي والكرم. هو الحبيب الذي ترجى شفاعته لكل هول من الأحوال مقتحمي. أما بعد فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. إن عدة الشهور عند الله 12 شهرا في كتاب الله يوم خلق السماوات والأرض منها 4 حرم. صدق الله مولانا العظيم. These ayat refer to this auspicious occasion which we find ourselves in. We are in the month of Zulqa'dah. Today is the 4th already has started of Zulqa'dah. And these are very blessed months: Zulqa'dah, Zulhijjah, the next month, and then Muharram. 3 months in a row, which are known as the sacred months, and then Rajab, the 7th month, which is separate on its own. But these 4 months are the sacred months, and they have great value. Great value by Allah Ta'ala, and for us, for Amal, it has got great, great value also. The occasion of the revelation of these ayat was the polytheists, the mushrikeen of Makkah, the Quraysh. They had made warfare, fighting their hobby, their occupation. And they should just love to go to war. And sometimes they also agreed that these 4 months, yeah, they are sacred months, and in these months there will be no warfare. But sometimes it happened that the months came when they were not finished with their war, or they wanted to fight. Then they used to change the calendar of Allah Ta'ala. They should change the names of the months also. They say this month is no more that month now. Now it's another month. Or they change the sequence of the months also. In fact, sometimes that when they still have warfare and the year is finished, 12 months are finished, then they would say this year is 14 months. All that they were doing. So Allah Ta'ala revealed this ayat that there is nothing like that. The deen of Allah is absolute, and what Allah has decreed is absolute. And that came from Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam, through Ismail alayhi salatu wasalam, through to the Arabs. And that must be observed at all times. So Allah Ta'ala says, Inna iddat al-shuhur, the number of months, عند الله by Allah Ta'ala, في كتاب الله, in the book of Allah, in Lawh-e Mahfuz, يوم خلق السماوات والأرض, it was written there also. And when Allah created the heavens and the earth, then according to what was written in Lawh-e Mahfuz, it was played out, it was the same, that 12 شهر في كتاب الله, in the book of Allah, يوم خلق السماوات والأرض. So there is nothing like 14 months. There are 12 months. And all these other things which people, and there is a great relevance of this for us here now. It's, don't let us just get away with the idea that the Quraysh of Makkah did this, and why did Allah mention it in the Quran? Because it has got great relevance. We also change the laws of Allah Ta'ala. So Allah is warning us that don't be like that. Allah is informing us that is the actual the shan and nuzul, the occasion of the revelation of this. And at the same time, now Allah is informing us that you don't fall in the same trap also. Just like extensively Allah has referred to the Bani Israel, the Jews in the Quran Sharif. Particularly in the first surah, from the first quarter to the fourth quarter, beginning of the fourth quarter, this half a surah, Allah has extensively referred to their things, and let's not to refer to them, but so that we take a lesson. We don't fall in that same trap. We don't make those same mistakes. So here also, the polytheists, the idolaters, the people of the Quraysh of Makkah, they also made this big mistake. And they changed the calendar of Allah Ta'ala. So Allah says, that can never ever happen. What Allah has created, that is absolute and that is final. So inna iddat ash-shuhur inda Allah, the number of months by Allah Ta'ala, fi kitabillah, in the book of Allah, in Lawh Mahfuz. And then again, yawma khalaqa as-samawati wal-ard, the same was when Allah created the heavens of the, and the earth, ithna ashara shahran. There are 12 months fi kitabillah, yawma khalaqa as-samawati wal-ard, minha arba'atun hurum. And of these, there are 4 months which are sacred. And they are fixed, those 4 months are also fixed by Allah Ta'ala. Not like the Quraysh of Mecca did, sometimes they moved the months, they changed the names of the months, just for their warfare which they wanted to have, then they changed it, etc. Allah says no. It is fixed, the 4 months are fixed also. Midha arba'atun hurum, ذَلِكَ الدِّينُ الْقَيِّمُ. That is the absolute religion. That is the absolute system of Allah Ta'ala. And this is, that will be forever. من أربعة حرم ذلك الدين القيم فلا تظلموا فيهن أنفسكم. So in these months particularly, at all times, but particularly when these valuable months are, don't do any wrong to yourself. Yeah, again, the actual wrong that is being referred to, any warfare. Don't go to war during these months. But it is the general meaning also. Any type of guna, don't commit any guna during these months. So these are very, very sacred months. And before this, Allah Ta'ala refers to the Jews and the Christians. اتخذوا أحبارهم ورهبانهم أربابا من دون الله. The Jews and the Christians took their priests and took their rabbis as gods besides Allah. Ulama of Tafsir explained that they did not worship them as we worship Allah, we make namaz for Allah, we keep rozas for Allah. That was not the case. What was it that they took them as gods besides Allah Ta'ala? When they gave rulings of deen, of sharia, fatwa against the deen of Allah, and the people followed it, then this Allah refers to that you have made them your gods besides Allah Ta'ala. Everyone can make a mistake, or for whatever reason, no matter how great a person also, any and every person can make a mistake. So the deen must be maintained. If great, great people also make mistakes. There was a scientist, rocket scientist, and he's working in his lab and busy with all his whatever experiments and all his chemicals and things. And he had a cat, and this cat was his pet. He loved the cat also very much. The cat had some kittens also. And when he was very in the middle of all his experiments and things, then the cat would meow. It wants to come in or it wants to go out. He loved the cat very much, so he shouldn't get angry. But he had to leave all his work, middle of everything, and now he has to go and see to the cat. Hardly some time passes and the cat meows again, it wants to go out again. So he called the carpenter, an ordinary down-to-earth man. And he told the rocket scientist, he told the carpenter, see, this cat, I love it very much and it disturbs me and I don't get cross, I see to it. So make a hole here for the cat to come in and out at the bottom of the door. So then I don't have to be disturbed. And next week, make a small hole for the kittens. So the carpenter, an ordinary man, he said this, but sir, what is the necessity of 2 holes? From where the cat comes in, the kittens will also come in, and the kittens will also go out. So sometimes great people make mistakes which the ordinary, everyone, the carpenter can see, but the rocket scientist can't see. So this happens in all fields, it happens. So yeah, also with the rabbis of the Jews who are learned people, and the priests of the Christians, learned people also, but for wrong reasons, whatever their reasons, they change the laws of Allah Ta'ala. And the people of the Quraysh of Makkah, who prided, they were proud that we are on Deen Ibrahim. We follow the Deen of Ibrahim alayhi salam, brought to us by Ismail alayhi salatu wasalam. But they also changed. So in all matters we should see that the Deen of Allah is not changed. This is a great lesson for this time of the year. When Zulqa'dah has started now, the first of the 3 months which are together, Ashhur-e-Hurm, Zulqa'dah, next month is Zulhijjah, and then Muharram. Then Rajab comes separate. But at this time, we should also take this lesson, that we should never change the law of Allah Ta'ala. No matter who it is, nobody can change the law of Allah Ta'ala. We know Allah has put it in the ordinary person's heart also, that what are the correct laws of Allah Ta'ala. And those laws must not be changed also. They must be maintained at all times. And according to that law, we must carry on all the time. So Allah Ta'ala says that these are the 4 months. مِنْهَا أَرْبَعَةٌ حُرُمْ ذَلِكَ الدِّينُ الْقَيِّمْ فَلَا تَظْلِمُوا فِيهِنَّ أَنْفُسَكُمْ. Don't do any wrong to you. Don't commit any gunas whatsoever. Whatever type of gunas. So with regard to these great months, ulama have written in detail how great these months are. And we should also consider our life, every moment of our life in this dunya is extremely valuable. That Allah Ta'ala has given us birth, brought us in this dunya, and to recognize Allah Ta'ala. And whoever works in this direction, and he gets the, as mashallah, Mawlana recited the munajat, and this connection with Allah Ta'ala. And you read this munajat at the Hajj time, all on your own, and you are engaged with Allah Ta'ala, that person knows what great enjoyment. A person who comes to know Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the great qualities, Allah Ta'ala says, إِنَّمَا عَيْذُكُمْ بِوَاحِدًا. I'm inviting you one thing, أَنْتَ تَفَكَّهُ. Think for yourself. This fikr which Allah has given us, use it. And yeah, particularly, directly it is for Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. مَا بِصَاحِبِكُمْ بِجِنَّةٍ. Your Nabi alayhi salam is in front of you. You know him. He was born amongst you in Makkah. He grew up amongst you. What a magnanimous, what a great Nabi. So we also today, if we make effort to find out who our Nabi is, what joy a person gets, what pleasure he gets, that what a great Nabi Allah has given. And then he's my Nabi. If I wasn't, Allah protect us all, nothing, but such a great person, such a noble person. His everything is so noble and so great, and then he's my Nabi. So we should think of that, and then our Allah, and then the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala, who were really angels in this world. What qualities they had, and the great awliya, and the great ulama, what Allah has sent for us. So all these we should ponder. So our life is for this. Our life is not for this dunya. No. We have made sports our object. We have made entertainment our object. We have made the pursuits of our nafs our object. Then we don't seem to understand the values of these things. We have got the wrong criteria. Like Imam Ghazali rahmatullah alayhi says, if you want to see the things in the skies and the heavens, stars, etc., then don't use a microscope. With that you won't be able to see. And when you want to see fine things like germs, etc., molecules and all the details which are in things, then don't even use a telescope there. So the same way, this purpose Allah gave us our life, don't use the criteria of dunya for it, that we want to have our fun here. Allah says clearly, وَمَا خَلَقْتُ الْجِنَّ وَالْإِنْسِ إِلَّا لِيَعْبُدُونَ. Allah has created us solely for His worship. And these occasions, لِلَّهِ نَفَحَاتِ. Allah has got certain occasions when the special breezes and the special occasions come of Allah Ta'ala. فَتَعَرَّضُوا لَهَا. then present yourself to take advantage of them. The more we get, the more we should be appreciating. We shouldn't just pass it away like that. What wonderful occasion. We are more worried that my sports, my soccer, my woman is worried, my cake must come out nicely, I baked it. She's more worried that this I made, that I'm wearing this dress, all must admire me. Those are not at all the objects. The objects are these things. وَفِي ذَلِكَ فَلْيَتَنَا فَسِلْمُتَنَا فِشُونَ. It is in those things that we should strive. So our whole life Allah has given us for that purpose there. So as many occasions as we can get, we might say, which will be wrong, that Ramzan, we tried our best, we devoted. Now again for Ashar-e-Hurum, you are telling us again, after Ramzan, somehow we kept our 30 rozas. Now you're telling us of 6 rozas again. Now you're telling us of Ashar-e-Hurum and the rozas of this month and the ibadat. All the time we must only make ibadat. When we're going to see to our desires and our other things also. We're not created for our other things. We are created for this, and Allah has given. And when a person at the time of mort will clearly realize that his entire life, one friend of ours just told us, there is Maulana Bashir Diwan in New Zealand, a very pious person, 93 years old. This Ramzan he made his 20 rakat tarawih standing, all 20 rakat standing. So this is what we have to use our life for. Not for this dunya, for without any excuse really. Now we're sitting on the chair, and whoever is sitting on the chair, no problem if we are qualified to sit. But make sure we ask a mufti. That EMI, don't make your own decision. That I can't sit on a chair. And tell the mufti, this is my problems, I've got knee problems, I've got back problems. Now am I allowed to sit on a chair? Otherwise today, young people, because this is easy now, you sit on the chair. No, find out properly. So all our things, we should find out. So our ibadat also, Allah has given us this occasion, and to make the ibadat of Allah Ta'ala. So our whole life is valuable. Every moment of our life. And we usually we give that example, that a person, for whatever reason, legitimate reason, he got late at the airport and he just managed to check in before they close the counter. And they tell him the check-in gates are closing in 10 minutes and you only got 8 minutes. You are short of 2 minutes. And you have got your wife and your little children also. How won't you be rushing to that gate? You will be even jumping the queues, telling people, please excuse me, this year. And even the people at the airport, they will also push you ahead, because you have to board now. In that process, your little child sees a PlayStation, and he wants to go and play now. And you grab his hand, and your wife tells you, what's wrong with you? The child, if he wants to play, let him play. But at that time, when you're short of time, you are not just you have got in, you are short of time, and now he must go and play. We are short of time in this dunya. And for our akhirah, we are short of time, but we still got time for our PlayStation. We got time for our sports. We got time for our entertainment. We got time for our carnal, personal desires, etc. We have got time. We haven't got time. So our whole life. And then when these occasions come, more we should apply ourselves. One was the month of Ramadan, the greatest month in the year. In the month of Ramadan, we should try and apply ourselves as much as we can. And then the night of Ramadan again. The iftari time is so valuable. Then Ramadan, from iftari till sehri, the whole night is valuable. Allah is offering, what do you want from me? We should be engaged in asking. Allah gave us the occasion of 20 rakats extra of tarawih. And that was you come close to Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. Our faraz is limited. Even the 4 faraz of Isha, even in Ramadan, we can't make 5 or 6 because we enjoy it. It can't be increased. Our wajib namaz can't increase. Sunnat-e-mu'akkada can't be increased. Nafal Allah gave us that you can make more. Then, so tarawih, sunnat-e-mu'akkada, Allah gave us 20 rakats. And in that, which means 40 sajda. And the person is the closest to Allah in namaz. And in namaz is the closest to Allah in sajda. So we should cherish it. Not that we find it a burden. And this is what we call Islam. That a person makes effort, makes his Islam, then he will realize this. And then he will appreciate all this. If a person's Islam is not made, he finds it a burden. The dunya is his objective. And the things of this dunya, the things of the kuffar, kuffar sports, kuffar fashion, kuffar brand names, these are very dear to him then. But when we make our Islam, we realize deen is the main thing. Then we will work towards this. So, and then further, after Islam, it doesn't end there. We should work and get nisbat ma'Allah. What was read now in the munajat, connection with Allah Ta'ala. When a person has got that connection, then all his ibadat becomes an enjoyment. Then it isn't like a burden upon him, but it is a pleasure. And he enjoys that ibadat. MashaAllah, some friends write also, one friend just wrote, that now all the nafal namazes also, and then all the ibadat also, and the object he says I've made of my life, the akhirat now. And what pleasure I find. So Allah bless us with these things. How many young women, how many young men, and where they are, in what condition they are. But alhamdulillah, by some effort of our akabir who guided us towards this path, a sweet path which entices every person and brings him towards Allah Ta'ala. And then we don't do it as a duty anymore, now we do it as a pleasure. And then when it is a person's hobby, it is his passion now, that person just enjoys it. Then otherwise, normally, little headache, should I have got a headache, so I won't go for namaz. I won't do this, I won't do that. I'll miss out my tilawat of Quran also. But when he's got that passion, he'll put his headache to one side. And he'll carry on. And Allah's system also works. Then Allah pushes that headache also out of the way. When you are just determined, Allah makes it easy for you. And you can carry on. So these times, so the month of Ramadan, Allah has given us. Then in Shawwal, 6 rozas. Normally what will we say? We barely managed to keep our 30 rozas of Shawwal. Yeah, Maulana is going on for himself again. Or 6 or 30 rozas of Ramadan. Now he's going on for himself another 6 rozas. We hardly still came out of our ordeal of our 30 rozas. Now another 6 rozas again. But if that passion is created, then you look forward to it. And you are eager to keep that 6. And what a gift from Allah Ta'ala. Keep your 6 rozas, your 30 rozas of Ramadan, and see it as though you get the thawab of keeping the whole year roza. What a gift. And this is what is going to count in the akhirah. Our sports of this dunya and dunya's entertainment and all that is not going to help us in the akhirah. All this will help us there. On the side of Jannah, on the walls of the side of Jannah, it is written there that La ilaha, first is written, that Ma qaddamna wajadna. What we sent forward, we found it here. Whatever ibadah of Allah's obedience we made. Wa ma khalafna khasirna. What we left behind, that we lost. That was nothing. What we left behind in the dunya. وَمَا أَكَلْنَا رَبِحْنَا. And what we ate, we got the benefit, we ate it. And then أُمَّةٌ مُذْنِمَةٌ مُذْنِبَةٌ وَرَبٌ غَفُورٌ. And a ummah that is full of guna, but a Rabb who is Ghafoor. And Ghafoor is the superlative. That is, Allah just forgives. There is no limit to the forgiveness of Allah Ta'ala. We keep on making gunas. We can get tired of committing gunas. But Allah does not get tired of forgiving us. And in any condition we turn to Allah, no matter how many times we broke our tawbah, no matter how much gunas we committed, but you just turn to Allah, Allah is always there, ready to forgive you. No husband is prepared to forgive his wife like that. No boss is prepared to forgive his workers. No parents are prepared to forgive their children as Allah forgives. So what, how great. So this occasion, then when they come, the month of Ramadan, and the most precious nights in the year are the last 10 nights of Ramadan. And in there, the most precious night is Laylatul Qadr. And in the barakat of Laylatul Qadr, every odd night is also precious. And every even night is also precious. And then after that, after Ramadan comes Shawwal, then the six rozas, and then Dhulqa'dah, which we are in now. Okay? And then these months are also extremely valuable. During these months, the Dhulqa'dah, the coming month Dhulhijjah, and Muharram, 3 months. And Rajab there, this 4 months, Allah increases the sawab of amal tremendously. It is magnified, it is amplified. The sawab during these months are made very, very great. So this is the month that we should turn to Allah. Imam Abu Bakr Jassas, rahmatullah alayh, in his Ahkam al-Quran, has written that one of the special qualities of these months, which we are in already, today is already the 4th of Dhulqa'dah, that the special quality, whatever habits you make in this month, they stay the whole year, they stay the whole life with you. Many of us have said that we would like to make our tahajjud, make our ishraq, but we fall back. We get lazy, we don't manage it. Just try and do it during this month and it will remain for awful. The value of rozas are so much in this month. Keep rozas and Allah will make the whole year for you to keep rozas. Your whole life to keep rozas, Allah Ta'ala will make it easy. How many of us, we got our bad habit of eyes are not under control. The tongue is not under control. Our anger, just do it, extra effort during these months, and Allah will save us then. So these are very precious months. During these months, the good deeds are also, they are increased tremendously. And ulama has written that normally, when a person intends, make niyat of doing a good deed, his sawab is written already. And when he does it, it is increased. Minimum 10 and up to 700 and even more, Allah Ta'ala increases it. And if a person makes niyat of committing a guna, no sun is written for it. And when he commits the guna, only one guna is written. But during these months, the reward is increased tremendously. And our gunas, we must be very careful, ulama have written, committing sins during these months. Dhulqa'dah, Dhulhijjah, Muharram, and Safar, Rajab. These 4 months, if a person commits guna, it is like he's committing a guna in the state of Ihram, in the Haram of Makkah. So it's very, very serious. Allah give us tawfiq, our cell phone, the gunas that we go on to, all other types of gunas that we get involved in, we are left in our namaz, etc. During this period, let us try and crush us and pull up our socks, as we will say, and try and observe the commands of Allah Ta'ala, and then see the great benefit that will come from this. Hazrat Maulana Ashraf Ali Thani Rahmatullah Ali has written in Behishti Zewar that a person in these 4 sacred months, 4 months, so about 16 weeks, a bit more, how some weeks are, the days overflow. So about 16 weekends or maybe 18 weekends, a person who keeps Rosa on Thursday, Friday and Saturday, these 3 days, during these months, he gets a sawab of 700 years of Ibadah. Just keeping the 3 rozas, Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. Allah give us tawfiq. During this month, let us try and keep these rozas. And the sawab is increased so much. And the most precious days in the year are the 10 days of Dhulhijjah. The first 10 days of Dhulhijjah. And then the most precious day that is the 9th, Yawmul Arafah. On that day, Allah just forgives whoever is in Arafat, whoever is there, even if he's unconscious, even if he's unmindful, but he's in Al-Hajj or Al-Arafah. You are in Hajj, you are in Arafah, your Hajj is made. And those people Allah forgives, wholesale Allah forgives. So this is a great night. Then Allah Ta'ala has commanded that فَإِذَا أَفَضْتُمْ مِنْ عَرَفَاتٍ فَذْكُرُوا اللَّهَ عِنَّ الْمَشْعَرِ الْحَرَامِ. Then in Muzdalifah, remember Allah again. And one of the particular things that we should remember Allah, ulama have written, Haji Khayyat Sahib Rahmatullah Ali was a very strong Jamaat worker in Medina Sharif. And after Ramadan, till Hajj, he should make every 3 days Hajj Bayan. 2 days Hajj, 1 day Umrah. Then again, 2 days Hajj, 1 day Umrah. And what I found, we made our preparation, we studied the kitabs, everything. But his bayan, how practical they were. All what I studied, I had to put it one side. And what, how he explained, so practical and so easy, that was everything. And he wasn't an alim also, but he was chosen in the mashura. It was decided that he will make the bayan. How beautiful he should make his Hajj bayan, and those cassettes are still available. Though of course now the whole procedure is changed now. He should make it very practical how the Hajj takes place. Not according to the kitab what you read, but on the ground what takes place. So he explained in that process that in Muzdalifah, that Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam made dua for his ummah in Arafat. Arafat duas are accepted, Allah accepted, all Nabi alayhi salatu for the forgiveness of the ummah also. He also made dua for the rights of fellow beings, of fellow people, that, and there many people will get caught in that. As far as the rights of Allah, Allah will be just forgiving also. But the right of fellow people, Allah will say first, when have you sorted out by them? If they forgive you, then I will forgive you also. And people are not so big hearted. Even your close and dear ones. In fact, the munafiqeen, that on full sirat, where they will ask, they will tell them, that give us some of your noor. It appears that this will be, they will be asking from their family people. A husband will be expecting from his wife, she will help him out. Wife will expect from the husband, parents from children. They say, no, go, go, look for your own nur. Yeah, no nur. So what a condition there. So on the day of Qiyamah, every man will be يَوْمَ يَفِرُّ الْمَرْءُ مِنْ أَخِيهِ وَأُمِّهِ وَأَبِيهِ. Everyone for himself. Nobody will look at one another. So on that day, people will want that nur from their close people. They will say, no, you my wife, you my father, you my son. You will look for your own nur. What the condition. So Allah tabarak wa ta'ala has given us this occasion that we can now, lillahi nafahat, these occasions Allah has given. So take advantage of these occasions. These are the times that we should prepare for our akhirah. When maut will come, we will realize our dunya things, our pursuits of dunya are all, was just futile, total waste. We'll want to kiss ourselves in the back, and that also we won't be able to do. We will be so sorry. So this is the time, these months which Allah has given us. So the month of, the 9th of Zulhijjah, the day of Arafah is a great day. So this is the time that Allah forgives. And ulama has written that in Muzdalifah, now make one particular dua. We should never forget to make dua of Huququl Ibad in Muzdalifah. Even like that, Allah reward our Shaykh. He taught us this dua, which Allama Alusi in Ruh al-Ma'ani has put in a very beautiful Arabic form. Allahumma aghfir lana zunubana wa takaffal bi ridha khusumina. Oh Allah, forgive us all our sins. And whoever have got cases against us of your creation, you sought them out. Whatever their rights are, I faulted. I did not fulfill their rights. And husband and wife, we don't fulfill one another's rights. In the house, how many parents we don't fulfill the rights of our children? Children, we don't fulfill the rights of our parents. Forget other people. So we wish this dua should be regular with our duas. And Allah give us tawfiq to get up the Hajj time, then we shouldn't miss out this dua. And if we have the wonderful opportunity of going for Hajj, then particularly in Muzdalifah, this dua we must make. Also, ulama write that in Muzdalifah, we should make tawbah and istighfar. Then they ask a question also, the mufassirin, that you were forgiven in Arafat already. Now why again you are asking for forgiveness? They explain Allah loves this process. Where a person all the time, he can be forgiven, but he still, Allah just loves that. And we have to do not what I think is right or what is the best thing, we have to do what Allah wants. And Allah enjoys when a person asks for forgiveness. So anyway, the 9th of Zulhijjah, the day of Arafat is a valuable day. Those 10 days which are coming now, we are in Zulqa'dah, another month's time will be in Zulhijjah. And these 10 days are the greatest days of the year. The greatest nights are the last 10 nights of Ramadan. The greatest days are these 10 days. And in the 10 days, the greatest day is the day of Arafah, the night. And we should at all costs try our best. It is nafas. It's not a farz, but to keep the roza of the night. We should try and keep each day's roza. The rozas of the 10 days of Zulhijjah, which effectively is 9 days. But each day's roza is a reward of 1 year's roza. Each day's roza. And each night's ibadah is equal to the ibadah of Laylatul Qadr. So we have this wonderful occasion which are here. Let us be aware of it. Many times we hear karguzari of Jamaat. They report that certain place, people didn't even know it was Ramadan. Or they knew it was Ramadan, but they weren't observing Ramadan. Right at the beginning, before Jamaat work started as such, then in America, Haji Bhai Fadiya Rahmatullah Ali explained, Allah rewarded, he did great, great work in America. The people should make Jummah namaz on a Sunday. They should say, we are too busy. We are working three shifts we work. We got no time. And on a Friday to get time to make Jummah, it's like impossible. So they were making on a Jummah. But Allah reward all the Jamaat brothers who kept on working. And today, perhaps in the whole world, Jummah is made on the day of Jummah. And on each time, we didn't change it. We changed it. Allah made it possible for us to put it right again. And we're doing it on the right time. So all our ibadat, we should try and regulate it and bring it and make it correctly. So these days of the 10 days of Dhul-Hijjah are very valuable. Let us try and keep as many rozas as possible. The ninth, let us not miss it out. Let us keep that roza. The ibadat of the night, and again, we are so weak, Allah has made it so easy for us. You make your Isha with Jamaat, your Fajr with Jamaat, you get the whole night ibadat. You read, for example, إِنَّ فِي خَلْقِ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ, the last ruku of Surah Ali Imran, after Maghrib, then the whole night ibadat sawab you get. There are so many amal that we do, and Allah just gives us small, small. And whoever gets the tawfiq of staying awake or part of the night as much as we can, how fortunate is not that person. So we should try and apply ourselves. These are very, very valuable times that have come. There was that time not long ago with so many friends, they should phone regularly that Maulana, in big days, make dua. Unfortunately, those people are no more also. They've all gone to Allah's rahmat. Now nobody really thinks or ponders or thinks about it. This also, we should ask one another for du'as also. Not necessarily phoning or sending a message, whichever way, but ask one another so that it brings the importance of these days to everyone, that these are valuable days. Let us not be unmindful. The whole object is, let us not be unmindful. Just like as I was explaining, that Jamaat, that we feel sorry for those people who didn't know it was Ramadan, or they didn't observe Ramadan. Really, how much shouldn't we be feeling sorry for ourselves, that these, the whole life is so valuable, and we're wasting our lives. And what we're wasting is, some people were saying that today how many good parents, they buy the uniform of the English soccer teams for their little children. And now we're taking pride in not only in the kufr things, but in the stupid things there. All the stupid, and we're taking pride in that. And we feel it's a thing of honor that my child is dressed like that. If my child, 3 months, 6 months old child, if I have to put a topi and kurta, a burqa for the child, everyone got problems. Even the pious people in the family. But you dress him like a Jew or a Christian, nobody got problems. Then we say he looks so cute. And with that soccer outfit, we say how cute he looks. How sad that what we enjoy, the filth and dirt of the kuffar, that is cute for us. That is enjoyable to us. Sayyid Fakhruddin Sahib Rahmatullah Ali, of Dr. Abdul Karim's father, of Durban, he explained one time that one of the children bought an outfit for the grandchild, a police outfit. He said, I saw that when the child put on that outfit, immediately he started acting like a police, catching this person, putting this one in jail. Now he's acting like that. So when we dress, you are what you wear. When we wear all this kind of clothing, the effect of death comes in us. And when we say, that is why the ulama have written, Allah reward Qari Muhammad Tayyib sahab, Tashabbu bil Kuffar, how he has opened the subject. Allahu Akbar, so much so that Mawlana Thani Rahmatullah Ali said, I read this kitab word for word. And there are those points which Mawlana has referred to Qari Tayyib sahab, which didn't come in my mind also, which we are emulating, we are imitating the Kuffar. And this has become common with us, unfortunately. And more worse than that, we take pride in it. And the sunnah of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Allah forgive us, sometimes we look at it with scorn, that we dislike it, and we prefer the ways of the kuffar. It's a very, very sad state of affairs, very dangerous state of affairs also. And unfortunately, by and large, many of us, one righteous person said, that today we have landed ourselves in such a condition that we don't even realize how much we love the ways of the kuffar. And we follow and we're doing things like the kuffar. And we don't even think. And when we have got the sunnah of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So Allah has given us this, and let us become conscious of that. And in these days, our identity also. Our identity is a Muslim identity, not an Indian identity, not an Arab identity, not any other identity, but a Muslim identity. The way of Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam, we must give that preference at all costs. So these days are valuable days that are here. Let us try and save ourselves from guna, and more than that also try and do as many good deeds as we can do, and appreciate this opportunity which Allah Ta'ala has given us, and we try and exert ourselves and do more and more good work. And one very important thing, the occasion for the revelation of these ayat, that the mushriks of Makkah, where they had changed the deen of Allah, let us also not change the deen of Allah Ta'ala. And in fact, before that, a few ayats before that, Allah Ta'ala says, اتخذوا أحبارهم ورهبانهم أربابا من دون الله. The Jews and Christians took their priests and their rabbis as gods besides Allah. They worshipped them as gods besides Allah Ta'ala. The Mufassirin write that this does not mean that those people were making sajda to them, that they were gods besides Allah Ta'ala, or that they were doing any other form of ibadat like to them. What it refers to, their ahbar, their priests and their rabbis took out laws against the command of Allah. They changed the laws of Allah Ta'ala. Like fishing was forbidden for them on a Saturday, Yom Ussabt. So they made a plan and they put the net in the water. So this then they permitted it. So this they were playing a fool with Allah Ta'ala. Allah has forbidden the fishing, in whichever way you fish, whether you put the net or whatever. A photo is haram, whether you sketch it as an artist, or whether you take it with a camera, or whether it is in a digital form. The photo is haram, the taking of photo is haram. So Allah Ta'ala, so all this playing around, so they also played around like that. And if they change that, so Allah Ta'ala warned that what the kuffar of the mushrikeen of Makkah are doing, are they changing the calendar, and we laugh at it, that how can they make 1 year 14 months? How can they change the names of the month? How can they turn the sequence of this month to that place and bring that other month here? It's stupid. We can't accept it. But Allah says, look at the Jews and Christians. They also did all this. And Allah is warning us, don't you also fall in the same mistake. Don't you also, no matter how great a person can be, he can make a mistake. And the deen is clear cut. Observe the deen and don't give preference to any masala which is against the deen of Allah Ta'ala. The deen of Allah is clear cut, and the ordinary layman also knows clearly what is this and what is that. We play around with our technical words, etc., and we try and prove it this way or that way. That won't help in the court of Allah Ta'ala. We must observe the deen of Allah. That is a very important lesson also. And the other important lesson also is that we observe these days and the ibadat of these days and the value of these days, that we try and make as much ibadat, stay away from all gunas, and in that way our life will be made. Haji Baitadi rahmatullah alayhi used to say, people have heard a lot about Islam. They have read a lot about Islam. Now they want to see Islam. If we present Islam to them, not just that we're talking about it all the time, or that we are reading about it, we are writing books about it, but that Islam is in our lives. And this will give people encouragement to practice. When they see people practicing, Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq that the true deen of Allah as it is. And like many people, they said that you speak so much about Islam, you're giving us a blueprint, it's the ideal thing, but show me one place in the world where Islam is being practiced like this as a government or something. We got no answer at that time. In fact, our Muslim governments are doing the opposite. They are puppets in the hands of the non-Muslims. And they are doing all the things of the non-Muslims. So these are very valuable times. Let us try and appreciate them. Try and observe all the ibadat of this time. And stay away from all the haram. It's just a few days. And if we will do it, and the example also, that our train of life is going. We are at the platform and our train is there. And we are walking on the platform. And there are hurdles also on the platform, our dunya's life. Sometimes you ill, sometimes your child is ill, sometimes the family is ill, all those things you have to see. Sometimes this problem crops up, that problem crops up, but this should not deter us from our the real mission of filling the train for akhirah. If we're going to let it go empty, we are too obsessed or too engaged with our dunya's matters, and we got no time, this train is going to go empty. If we fill it up with sins, we are following our passion, we are following our desires, and we are putting snakes in there, and we are putting scorpions, and we are putting snakes in there. The first station is at the time of mort. Then what we put in the train, that is what's going to come. And if we put good deeds in there, gardens of Jannah we prepare, and the enjoyment, the fruit, and the enjoyment of Jannah we put, that will be with us. So it is up to us, we have got this opportunity, and once our life is gone, it doesn't come back again. No matter how much a person will want that my life must come back, 1 second of it must come back. Just let me make tawbah and make, and also in the train, if we fell today, we did all the wrong things. Allah is so merciful that one stroke of the pen, one tawbah, all the fire which we put in the train, and the snakes we put, and the scorpions, they will be offloaded. They will be completely, and not only offloaded, and then Allah will put good in its place. Allah is that kind being when He forgives, He is Ghafoorur Raheem, which our Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali explained, that when somebody in this world forgives you, his forgiveness is finished. But when Allah forgives, then Allah puts great favors and gives you also. Nobody in this world, when He forgives you, He tells you now that you ask for forgiveness, I've forgiven you, I'll give you 10 blocks of flats, or I'll give you 10 filling stations, or I'll give you 20 farms or something. But when Allah forgives, then Allah gives all. Allah is Ghafoorur Raheem. And why does Allah forgive and love to forgive? Allah is Ghafoorul Wadood. Allah loves His creation. So who you love, you just look for any excuse. Adam alayhi salam just said to say, Rabbana zalamna anfusana. Allah forgave him. Shaitan didn't turn with that forgiveness to Allah, but he may ask for more time to carry on. So Allah gave him that. So Allah Ta'ala has given us this occasion. Let these times are very valuable times which we are in. Appreciate them and try and make the best of them. Try and make as much ibadat as possible. Turn to Allah Ta'ala. Stay away from all gunas and encourage others also. One main reason also why evil is just spreading in the world is the evil is just being done and unchecked. Nobody is telling them. As the parents in the house, let us tell our children. As friends, tell our friends. Family people, our attitude is, I didn't speak because then it will be, should have become a big argument. So we say it in the right way, say it in the nice way, acceptable way. But when we're not speaking about it at all, and we, the ulama also, we keep quiet also. We want peace with everyone. We don't want any differences with anyone. Everyone must like us also. We mustn't speak about these subjects. Everyone must like us. Then the evil is spreading all the time. The cancer is going, we're not checking the cancer. We're not checking the boils which are coming up on the body. Our blood is becoming dirty. Our legs are swelling. And now we're not worried. We're not checking on it. Then what will be the result? So let us check it and let us correct it. And in the correct way also. Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu had one murid of Syria. He should come to Hazrat Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu's majalis. For some time he stopped coming. Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu inquired about him, what's wrong? He's not coming. So long he's not here, where is he? They found out, they told, he's gone offline. He's taken to drinking, not making his salat, etc. So Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu wrote a letter to him. We said two main subjects. One is all the wrongs which you are doing, what the harm of it is. How you suffer the consequences. And the other part of the letter, that you just turn to Allah, make tawbah, Allah will forgive you. Just come right, just turn to Allah Ta'ala. And then he told all his other murids, friends in his majlis, make dua for him. Then he sent the letter and it had the required effect. He saw that, so he brought him closer in such a beautiful way. So the way also, ud'u ila sabili rabbika bil hikmah wal maw'idhatil hasana. And if you have to, wajadilhum billati hiya ahsan. If you have to have an argument, debate with them, do it in also in a suitable, in a good way. So wean people, don't push people away. Don't keep quiet also. This is the cause of all the evil spreading in the world. And it is our duty, as wherever we are, those who are on social media, spread the good there. Those that are on social gatherings that we come, we meet in there with our friends, your business contacts, our whatever contacts you have got, let us spread the good there. And generally, the ulama also should be giving bayans on this also. Also, we see with regard to this that. On the occasion of nikah, a marriage occasion, mostly we'll find that the bayan that is made is just to make everyone happy. Some jokes also, some light-hearted things, everyone is smiling, everyone is happy, and it's over. But the khutbah of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, the three ayat he read, all of them of taqwa. And he spoke about taqwa. And all three ayat, the one ayat clearly at the end again taqwa. And the other, not the word taqwa, but taqwa is mentioned again. How important. So Nabi and Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam mentioned the hadith that your deen is half of your iman. And you have completed half, the other half taqwa. Fear Allah Ta'ala. So if the nikah also is done correctly and properly, unfortunately also, Allah save us, many times the funeral, now all this, what do you call it, it's Christians they have, they praise the person, you something like that. Now our people also doing, at that time speak about mort, about akhirah, preparation for akhirah. And we don't know what that for that, leave it to Allah Ta'ala. We make dua for the person. Allah grant the best, make it easy there. And what a journey a person takes, which our Shaykh says that when people bring him to the Qabristan, he'll put it in poetic form. Shukriya, shukriya, ye qabr tak pahunchane wale. Shukr that you brought me till the qabr. Ab hum tanha hi chale jayenge. Now our journey will be on our own. Now nobody will be, not my son will be with me, not my wife, nobody and nothing, we are going on our own. So let us be concerned, these are wonderful occasions Allah has given us now, let us appreciate them, heat while the iron is hot. Hey, now is the time to take advantage, so let us try and do as much as we can, Allah give us all tawfiq inshallah.